This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's hotter than hell in Denver, Colorado, and I swear we're all going to die. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Record temperatures everywhere. There's a heat dome. We're all... By the way, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know there are rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty easy. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I don't care either one. But anyway, that's the best way to communicate with me anytime you want to. Day or night, podcast, live, delayed, however. Just be sure and do that. On your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to, search for whatever you use to subscribe to podcasts or to listen to podcasts. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will get you automatically download all of the weekday program and the weekend program. So you'll get all of me. And what more could you ask for than all of me? So, you know, I come into the studio every weekend prepared to do this program. And for those of you who listen to me during the week, you know that I don't use a rundown. I don't come in with a list. Okay, I'm going to do this topic, this topic, this topic, and this topic. I come in and I've got two or three browsers open. I've got my iPad over here, and within each browser, I've got tabs with stories, and then a Word document that has notes about all of the different stories I want to talk about. And I come in and I just kind of, what's my gut tell me that, you know, what do I think is interesting right now? Because I've learned that if a speaker, you've been to conferences, you've been to wherever, and if the speaker is like, you know, blah, 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 it's not very interesting. So I come in and just do things that I find interesting, because if I find them interesting, then obviously I'm going to make it more interesting for you and you're going to listen. Let me tell you what happened today. So I come in, I'm opening up all of my tabs, getting everything open. I've got my iPad open. I'm all ready to go. And now I'm just going through my emails, and I'm just kind of deleting emails. And then, boom, here's a notification from the New York Times. And the New York Times headline in the email is this: Ruth Westheimer, the sex guru known as Dr. Ruth, dies at 96. Now, I don't know why, but it just kind of caught my attention, and I clicked on the story. So here's the New York Times, and there's a great lesson in this story for all of us. The subhead is Frank and Funny, the taboo-breaking psychologist, said things on television and radio that would have been shocking come from almost anyone else. And then there's a photo of her in her home in New York City last year. And, I mean, this woman at 96 looks amazing. And the apartment, the picture of the apartment is, you know, it looks like a typical New York City apartment. It's not huge. In fact, the picture is of her, like, in a dining room or whatever. And over here to the left, you can kind of see where her kitchen might be. You can kind of see the refrigerator. But she's dressed in a really nice red outfit. Her hair is coiffed very nicely. She's got on wonderful makeup. She has her arms crossed her knee, and she's looking pensively out the window. And then you get to the story. And the story is just freaking, it's not just hilarious, but there are some life lessons in this. You know, the way I got into radio, some 18, it'll soon be 19 years, I'm closing in on 20 years on radio, is after I left Washington as the undersecretary, I came back to Denver, and a local radio host wanted to do a television interview. He had a TV show and a radio show, and he wanted to interview me. So I agreed to do it, and I remember it was the week before Thanksgiving, and we were having a fairly unusual snowstorm for Denver. And so I'm driving, at the time I lived in the mountains north of Boulder, Colorado, and I'm driving down out of the mountains into Denver, and I'm just thinking, is this really worth it? Oh, my God. You know, the snow, the traffic's horrible. Everybody's backed up. It's a lot of snow. And I'm going in to do literally a 30-minute interview with a guy who I know probably doesn't like me, certainly doesn't like George W. Bush, and so probably thinks he's going to come in and do an interview where it's going to be, you know, an attack interview. He's going to snarl at me or whatever. And, well, I kept driving and said, you know, what the hell, I committed to it, I'm going to do it. So I walked in and I did the interview, and it was interesting because he asked a bunch of what he thought were hard-hitting questions, and I just threw back hard-hitting answers. Because those of you who have listened to me, you know that's just the way I am. I don't pull any punches. Well, unbeknownst to me, he casually made some comment about, you know, you're really good. You're really good at what you do. I was expecting, you know, that you were, I was going to be able to just beat you to death. And you really came back at me with some really good stuff. You made me think. And I said, well, you know, thank you, Peter. I appreciate that. Well, what I didn't know was that he came back here to this very building that I'm broadcasting from and have been broadcasting from for almost 19 years now. And he said to the general manager at the time, you know, this Michael Brown guy is really good. I think he'd make a really good talk show host. And so they called me and said, we have a Saturday, I think it may have been 1 hour, 2 hours. It certainly wasn't 3 hours, and it certainly wasn't 4 hours like I do on Morning Drive. But it was a short program, and it was on Saturdays, like I'm doing now, except it was one tiny station in Denver. And so I was like, well, hell yeah, I'd like to do that. Because at that time I was doing speaking and consulting, so I had the time on the weekends, and I agreed to do it. And that just grew and grew and grew and grew. And I've always used that when I've given speeches around the country about, you know, I was taught by a labor lawyer when I was a baby lawyer. I was taught by this baby, as I was a baby lawyer, I was taught by this senior labor lawyer. We were having lunch, and he said, you know, remember, through life, always look at every opportunity. You don't have to take every opportunity, but look at every opportunity because you don't know where it will lead you. And I was so impressed with this guy, and it made such an impression on me that that's always been my kind of way of looking at life. You know, trained as a lawyer, didn't really like the law. I thought, from the time I was in junior high, I always wanted to be a lawyer. And so, you know, I went to law school and practiced law for, I don't know, 10, 12 years or so. But it just really wasn't my forte, but one thing led to the next. And over time, I eventually became the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. And then when I came back, that one little TV interview led to the next progression in my career. And now I'm a nationally syndicated radio host. I do a morning drive program in Denver. It's incredibly successful. It's very lucrative. I'm, you know, thank you for everybody that listens and that, you know, support our sponsors. I'm very, very, I have a lot of gratitude in my heart for all of that. But it's my life is an example of how you look at an opportunity. And I, you know, that opportunity was okay. You know, you want to do an interview with me and okay, I'll do it. You seem to be a popular local host, so I'll come in and do it. Well, how was I to know that it was going to lead to this? Now, this for me, what I'm doing right now is much like a speaking engagement. Instead of being in an auditorium somewhere or some, you know, hotel convention center in San Diego or Chicago or somewhere, I'm sitting in a studio in Denver, Colorado, and I'm talking to 300 plus affiliates, you know, and thousands of people all across the country. So it's much like speaking engagements. But when I get back, I want to tell you something about Dr. Ruth that I never knew. And it's a lesson for all of us. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103. Do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter, X. It's @MichaelBrownUSA. Dr. Ruth next.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown, where we're willing and happy to answer all of your questions about sex. Just text your questions about sex to 33103. Start the message with Mike or Michael. Oh, my God, I should never have done that. But in all seriousness, somebody sent me a text message and said, well, what time are you live on the weekends? Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to this website. Michael says go here.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Then you'll find on that page a tab that says How to Listen. You click on the How to Listen tab, you'll see an interactive map that they do out of Los Angeles, and the interactive map shows all of the affiliates all across the country, and then there's a list of the affiliates, because some affiliates carry the program live, and then they re-air it. Then, like here in Denver, they air it live on my flagship station, Freedom 93.7, but then they also re-air it again on my other station, 630 K-House. So you can find all of that under the tab How to Listen at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So we were talking about Dr. Ruth, and this email pops up in my inbox just before the program starts, and I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about Dr. Ruth in a long time. Let me read the story real quickly on the New York Times. And here's what the New York Times wrote. Ruth Westheimer, the grandmotherly psychologist who, as Dr. Ruth, became America's best-known sex counselor with her frank, funny radio and television programs, died late Friday at her home in Manhattan. She was 96. Her death was announced by a spokesman. Dr. Westheimer was in her 50s. Now, she died at 96. She was in her 50s when she first went on the air in 1980, answering listeners' mailed-in questions about sex and relationships on the radio station WYNY in New York. The show, called Sexually Speaking, was only a 15-minute segment heard after midnight on Sundays. That's what we call the Twilight Zone. And Art Bell and others made entire careers of late-night radio. And there have been many a times when many people that are listening to this program or who listen to radio know that you've been driving cross-country somewhere in the middle of the night and you've tuned on that AM dial and you found somebody that was talking at, you know, after midnight somewhere. And then that became what you listened to as you drove through the desert, as you drove across the mountains. Well, imagine you're driving somewhere in the New York area. Because of the time, she was not syndicated. And you run across a woman talking about sex and answering questions that people have mailed into her about, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I know if she's happy? How do I know if he's happy? You know, I just can't do this, and I just don't seem to be able to do that. And she's answering those questions. But the lesson for all of us is she was in her 50s, and her first gig was only a 15-minute segment on a radio station out of New York City after midnight and on a Sunday. You don't get much more buried than that. So what's the lesson for all of us? She saw an opportunity, and she took it. She grabbed it. And the Times says, but it was such a hit that she quickly became a national media celebrity and a one-woman business conglomerate. At her most popular in the 1980s, she had syndicated live call-in shows on radio and television, wrote a column for Playgirl magazine, lent her name to a board game and a computer version, and began rolling out guidebooks on sexuality that covered the field from educating the young to recharging the old. College students loved her. Campus speaking appearances alone brought in a substantial income. She appeared in ads for cars, soft drinks, shampoo, typewriters, and condoms. Who doesn't want a Dr. Ruth condom, right? She landed a role in the 1985 French film One Woman or Two, starring Gerard Depardieu, and Sigourney Weaver, released in the U.S. in 1987. Goes on to say that there was something else. Oh, Willie Geist visited her studio for a New York Times magazine article in 1985. Wrote that, quote, she looks for all the world as though she is about to tell us in her cheery Middle European accent how to make a nice apple strudel. He says, but when she opens her mouth, it's code blue in the family room all across the country. She sends forth on radio and television the most explicit insert tab A into slot B instruction in sexual manipulation, stimulation, and satisfaction. In response to one question, the Times writes, she cautioned, quote, don't let her do that while you're driving. Really? I wonder what she is referring to. But whether the topic was how to restore romance to a marriage or something a little more specialized, for example, might there not be a legitimate reason for peanut butter in the bedroom? She tried to stress respectful relationships and safety, not just the mechanics of intimacy. So, all you goobers out there listening to me, what's the lesson for us? You know, somebody gives you an opportunity, and it's 15 minutes on a Sunday night after midnight on one single radio station, take it. Take it. And that one little foot in the door led to an entire industry for her. What a success story. And what an amazing thing to think about what all of us can do. You know, I didn't mean, you know, I got to talk about Alec Baldwin. I got to talk about Joe Biden. I've got to talk about the Republican National Convention starting. I got to talk about all of that. But I can't resist this. One, because I relate to it, because I was given that same kind of opportunity. And it's the example of the great American dream. And it's not just the fact that it was 15 minutes and that it was after midnight on a Sunday. But remember how old she was. When she started, she was 50. So for everybody out there who is in a dead-end job, you hate what you do, you dislike what you do, you don't like the people you work with, which is kind of the problem I have, but I won't delve into that too much. But anyway, you've got all of these things going on. But in the back of your mind, there's something you want to try. There's a little opportunity over here. You want to start your own business, but you can't quit your job right now. How many other people have started a business online or otherwise, and they've put in the hours, or they've always wanted to be able to do X? You know, I'm one of these guys that says, you know, I don't really buy into the old mantra that even my dad used to say to me. You know, you can grow up and be anything that you want. Well, I wanted to grow up, and I always wanted to be a first baseman in baseball. I wanted to play in the major leagues, and I wanted to be a first baseman. But I also recognized I didn't have the talent for it. I didn't have the athletic skills. I was never going to be a first baseman. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that you can do that you're really good at. And it just means that you've got to take an inventory of what your talents are, what your skills and abilities are, and I think most importantly, what's your passion? What is your passion? Dr. Ruth's was, you know, I've got 15 minutes to answer people's questions, legitimate questions that people have about sex and relationships. And someone's giving me this opportunity to go on air and for 15 minutes. You know, I was laughing with Damien, my producer, because we live by the clock. And here comes the noise. I got to stop. Dr. Ruth had 15 minutes to answer questions about sex, and she started at 50. Take that lesson and run. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal Di Mercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You lucky dogs, you stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm really glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to law school for a little bit, so get your big chief tablets out, get your crayons, take notes, because we're going to talk about involuntary manslaughter. Oh my gosh, doesn't that sound exciting? Don't change the dial. You're actually going to learn something here. The Alec Baldwin case that's been going on down in Santa Fe, New Mexico, was dismissed with prejudice yesterday by the judge before the trial had barely started. And I want to talk about why. and why it's important for us to understand why the judge did what she did. Let me start out by saying that based on the evidence that I had read about in the newspapers, so I didn't see any of the trial. I didn't hear any of the cross-examination of witnesses. In fact, they got very few witnesses on the stand before this dismissal occurred. But just based on what I had heard as a lawyer, I think that Alec Baldwin was guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I base that on the fact that I believe that anyone who picks up a gun, whether you know what you're doing or don't know what you're doing, the minute you pick up a gun, you're responsible for anything that happens with that firearm. You need to check anybody that has anything, that if you've ever handled guns in your life, if an instructor, your dad, your grandfather, anybody ever taught you anything about guns, you treat every gun as if it is loaded with live ammunition. You never point it at someone unless your intent is to kill that person or that thing, if you're hunting or it's an animal or it's a rabid dog in your backyard, whatever it might be. So there are just some basic rules of safety of firearms. So it is my belief that when Alec Baldwin picked up that gun, I don't care whether there was what's called an armorer on the set of that movie they were making or not. The armorer is the person who is in charge of the guns, whether they're real guns or prop guns or whatever. In this case, they were using a real firearm, a real gun, and ostensibly were supposed to be using blanks in the gun. Alec Baldwin is still responsible for that gun. Even if there is someone on the set who is in charge of making sure that there are blanks in the gun, making sure that the gun is workable, making certain that everything is copacetic. Even if that person is hired and paid, I don't know what they pay an armorer, but let's say they pay them, you know, $1,000 a day. Doesn't make a difference to me what it is. They can pay them $100,000 a day. Still doesn't make any difference to me. Once the armorer has done their job and handed the gun over to the actor or actress, that person then becomes the responsible party for the use of that firearm. And even if the armorer says to that actor, I've checked and everything is okay, I believe that anybody that picks up a real firearm, unless it has the orange cap on the end of it, I would even say then you need to check and make sure it really is a fake firearm, a prop. But if you are handed a gun, it's your responsibility to see, one, if it's loaded, two, if you're on a movie set, whether or not the ammunition is live or are they blanks. Because you're going to be pointing that gun at an individual in a movie pretending to be shooting and killing that person. So you want to make sure that you really don't. So why was Alec Baldwin charged with involuntary manslaughter? It's because I believe that he failed to fulfill his responsibility as a person that picked up a gun. Well, what is involuntary manslaughter? Well, states have different definitions. So let's first start at what the federal definition of involuntary manslaughter is. It's the unlawful killing of a human being without malice. Well, what does that mean? Well, in a broad sense, involuntary manslaughter is a crime which results in the death of another. Some states define it like this. It's defined as when a person, as a direct result of the doing of an unlawful act in a reckless or grossly negligent manner, or, now remember, that was an unlawful act, or the doing of a lawful act in a reckless or grossly negligent manner causes the death of another person. So you could be doing something that's completely lawful and still be charged with involuntary manslaughter because you acted recklessly and grossly negligent, and that resulted in the death of another person. Or you could be doing something that was unlawful or lawful. Doesn't make any difference. It's how you act. So in this case, Alec Baldwin was doing something lawful. He was taking a gun, a regular firearm, an operable firearm, and using it on a movie set to pretend to be in a gunfight. But what he did, he was reckless and he was grossly negligent in failing for himself to check to see whether or not there was live ammunition in that gun. And I believe had this case proceeded through trial, he would have been found guilty. And I think in New Mexico, don't hold me to this, but I think in New Mexico, the minimum sentence for involuntary manslaughter is 18 to 36 months or so in prison. So he was facing jail time. And most people who are convicted, even if it's the first time, if you're convicted of involuntary manslaughter, whether you were doing something lawfully or unlawfully, if you acted grossly negligent and caused the death of another person, you're likely to do some jail time. And I think that's reasonable. If I do something today, and God bless me, pray that I don't do anything, but if I act grossly negligent or reckless, even doing something lawful, and I cause the death of someone, I have no criminal background, I have no criminal record, I've got every clearance, top secret, and everything that you can imagine from the federal government, yet I probably would still get, you know, maybe 30 days, 90 days, I don't know, maybe 6 months in jail, and probably should, because I caused the death of another person. Well, that's what this case in Santa Fe, New Mexico, was all about. So what are we to learn from this? Well, here he was filming this Western. This occurred back in October of 2021, when the revolver he was holding discharged a live round. It killed someone by the name of Helena Hutchins, who was on the set, and injured the director, Joel Souza. Now, Baldwin maintains that, you know, he didn't pull the trigger before the gun went off in his hands. Well, I don't believe that, but that's a fact that could have been established or not established at trial. Well, why was the case dismissed? And while, let me back up. The armorer on the set, the person who was in charge of the guns, the props, she was convicted for involuntary manslaughter last April. And she was sentenced to 18 months in prison for that act. The prosecutors argued that she was responsible for loading the gun with the live ammunition when only blanks were supposed to have been used. Somebody else, I think, pleaded, I forget who it was, but somebody else pleaded no contest the same month to a misdemeanor charge of the negligent use of a deadly weapon, and I think that person got probation. I don't think they did any jail time. Well, why was this case dismissed? This is a great example of how cases get dismissed on a technicality. Even though we believe, and I sincerely believe, that had this case gone all the way through to the jury deliberations, I believe that the jury would have found Alec Baldwin guilty of involuntary manslaughter, and Alec Baldwin would have been sentenced to some prison time. 6 months, 18 months, 30 days, I don't know, but I think he would have gotten some prison time. So what happened? Well, there was what was called a Brady violation. And I want you to learn about a Brady violation, because when you hear, and you're going to hear, that, oh, Alec Baldwin got off on a technicality. Well, that is true. He did get off on a technicality. But as a lawyer, I believe that he should have gotten off on a technicality. But Michael, how can you say that? If you think he was guilty, how can you say that he should have gotten off on this technicality? Because remember, in our system of government, in our system of criminal justice, you are presumed innocent. When you walk into that courtroom, if a DA charges you with a crime, you are presumed innocent. In other words, you walk into that courtroom as an innocent person, even if you committed the crime. You walk into that courtroom as an innocent person, and it is the obligation of the government to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you committed the crime. And then there are rules of evidence. There are rules of criminal evidence. There are rules of criminal procedure. There are rules that the government and the defendants have to abide by in a trial so that you get a fair trial. So what was the technicality here? It's what's called a Brady violation. And I think that what the prosecutor did in this case is horrendous. In fact, one prosecutor has already resigned, as they should have. And this DA probably should resign, or certainly should be defeated at the next election. Let me explain to you what a Brady violation is, and why I think that even though I believe Alec Baldwin was probably guilty, now that's just my opinion, because I wasn't on the jury. But I also believe that based on this Brady violation, the case should have been dismissed on a technicality because the government broke the rules. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't forget on your podcast app, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown so that you can get all of my programming. The Brady violation next.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowner's
homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to the Michael Brown Law School. I think you're all doing pretty good so far. So we're talking about the Alec Baldwin case in Santa Fe, where the judge dismissed the case with prejudice for a Brady violation. So what's a Brady violation? Well, this comes from a Supreme Court decision back in 1963, Brady versus Maryland. And in that case, the court said this, that under the Fifth and the 14th Amendment, a prosecutor, a district attorney, has a duty to disclose favorable evidence to defendants upon request if the evidence is material to either guilt or punishment, and that the failure to comply with that duty is a Brady violation. So that's where it started. A Brady violation occurs, if you fast forward, the Supreme Court has made it pretty clear what a Brady violation is. It occurs when the government fails to disclose evidence that is materially favorable to the accused. Now, there are other cases that say that it doesn't make any difference whether it's materially favorable to the defendant or not. It's evidence, and that evidence needs to be introduced into the trial so that, or introduced in, or given to the defense, so that they can decide whether or not they want to use that evidence, and they can decide whether or not that is exculpatory, helpful to their client, or detrimental to their client, but nonetheless, it's part of the evidence. So what happened in this case? Well, a law enforcement officer, I don't know whether he was a deputy sheriff, a cop, or what, but some law enforcement officer had a box of ammo that he thought was material to the Baldwin case. And he brought it to the DA's office. And the DA's office made a determination on her own that evidence was not material to the case, so she did not disclose it to anyone. This is where I know that law enforcement officers will disagree with me. I know that prosecutors will disagree with me. And this is probably my defense lawyer mind coming out, but don't hide evidence, whether it helps your case or hurts your case, because it is the government's responsibility to disclose everything that they have, whether they think it's material or not. If someone brings something in, they have a duty to at least disclose it to the defense counsel so the defense counsel can decide also whether they think it's material or not. Now, let me just say this about the box of ammo that this law enforcement officer brought in. I don't know. I have no idea whether that evidence helped Baldwin or hurt Baldwin. But the mere fact that the government, and listen to my words carefully, the mere fact that the government failed to disclose what could or could not have been material evidence to Baldwin's lawyers is the kind of crap that just pisses me off that DAs do, because they're either sloppy, they're overworked, or they just don't care. Or sometimes they're actually trying to hide evidence. Now, the latter doesn't happen that often. But when someone's freedom is on the line in our system of criminal justice, you have to make sure you give every opportunity to the defense to preserve the freedom of you. And the government has to bend over backwards to make sure that they do everything that a trial is fair. So the judge in this case dismissed the jury and then spent an entire day hearing evidence about whether this one box of ammo was relevant or not relevant. And she came to the conclusion that the mere fact that the prosecution withheld the disclosure of that box of ammo was a Brady violation. And therefore, the case should be dismissed with prejudice, meaning that he can't be tried again. This case is over. Now, I think he was guilty. I very sincerely believe that he was guilty. But we're getting to the point in this country where, and I know some will argue that, well, defendants have way too much latitude. And they get way too, you know, they get off with technicalities. Well, that's why both being a prosecutor and being a cop is such a difficult job. Because a cop who collects the evidence, conducts the investigation, turns that over to a DA, who then conducts their own investigation based upon all the evidence that the cops give the DA, they have the power to take away your freedom. And they should follow every little law to the letter. Otherwise, what's the meaning of due process? Baldwin's team was arguing that the evidence could have cast doubt on whether or not Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, had brought the live ammunition to the set, and that it was concealed because it was favorable to Baldwin and undercut the prosecutor's argument that Baldwin should have known that the armorer was young and inexperienced and therefore taken extra precautions. You see, I still go back to the fact that I think Baldwin was guilty because he pulled the trigger. I believe he was guilty, but the prosecutor messed up. Absolutely messed up. That's why we have Brady violations. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner. And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' approach to dealing with President Biden's health concerns amounts to what he calls the biggest political cover-up that we've ever seen.
In an interview with Fox News' The Ingram Engle, Johnson responded to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments that she was advising Democrats to, quote, just hold off on airing any concerns that they might have about the president until after the significant NATO summit this week. Johnson told host Laura Ingram, quote, it's been an incredible thing to watch on Capitol Hill, when asked what he makes of Pelosi's comments and what they, quote, tell you about her confidence in Biden. Alarm bells have been ringing about Biden's mental acuity since June 27th, when he appeared to stumble in words and lack energy in a debate against former President Trump. The event has sparked concerns among Democrats about his ability to beat Trump or to serve another 4 years, and many have called on him to step aside. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says defense spending has seen a big decline under President Biden.
And we're on the path to go below 3% of GDP next year. We've only been below 3% of GDP four times in the last 80 years.
And Sullivan notes that comes at a time when the U.S. is facing threats from China, Iran, and Russia all at once. Senator Tom Cotton says the world itself was a much safer place when Donald Trump was in the White House.
Vladimir Putin did not invade Ukraine or any other country. When Joe Biden, and for that matter Barack Obama, were president, he invaded Ukraine. It only seems to happen when Democrats are president.
And sophisticated overseas criminals have been stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year. Some say law enforcement and industry need to join forces to fight fraud more quickly and efficiently to keep up. American Airlines says a smoking laptop in a passenger's bag is what prompted an evacuation on one of its flights headed to Miami from San Francisco International Airport. The airline says one person sustained minor injuries. More from townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Keith Peters reports there's some important advice coming from a storm veteran.
Former FEMA head Craig Fugate says don't judge a storm's severity on how big a number they've been assigned. Measuring a storm's danger based on a 1 through 5 scale is just one tool in assessing potential damage. People often mistakenly think a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane are nothing to worry about, when they can sometimes be more devastating than a major Category 4 or 5 storm. A category only measures wind strength. It doesn't factor in storm surge, rain amounts, possible tornado formation, or a storm size or speed. Fugate recommends following local forecasts provided by the National Weather Service. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge in Kansas has refused to block the nationwide enforcement of a Biden administration rule requiring firearms dealers to do background checks at gun shows. Breaking news at townhall.com. Still cleaning up in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says that the county there in the Houston area is seeking volunteers to clean up storm debris still in some people's homes and yards.
The need is enormous. It's very hot. It's very humid. People are starting to feel it a few days ago. Tensions continue to run very high, worse every day. The worst hit households have one or multiple trees sitting on their homes with part of the trees inside their rooms, inside their bedrooms, inside their living rooms.
If you're on medication, doctors have a warning for you, and that is to make sure you're adjusting to heat conditions. Hot temperatures can amplify the side effects of many medications. For example, blood pressure medications can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can make you less aware of dangerous heat, and some antidepressants can hinder one's ability to stay cool. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I certainly appreciate everyone tuning in. You know, we have rules of engagement on this program, but they're pretty simple. You can text any question or comment to this number on your message app. Just, this is the number you use, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can type in any question or any comment. I read them all the time. So maybe you're listening to the podcast, you know, on Monday morning or something. You can send me a text message whenever you want to. Do me a favor. You can follow me on all the social media platforms. On Twitter X, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow today. On Facebook and Instagram, those are at Michael D. Brown. If you can't remember that, you can go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get there, you'll see the social media icons next to my bio, and then you can just click on those. It'll take you to the social media platforms. And you can give me a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Then one last thing that I don't often do, but I should do more often, is if you enjoy the program, one, obviously tell your friends and tell your enemies too, but you can also listen to me weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on your iHeartRadio app. Just look for the station 630KHOW, 630KHOW, and you can listen on the weekends on Freedom 93.7 here in Denver. Someone sent me a text and said in Detroit or somewhere they've preempted the program for a game or something. Well, when you do that, when that happens, you can always just use your iHeartRadio app and you can go to my flagship station, which is here in Denver, Colorado, Freedom 93.7, and you can listen to me live that way. So let's step back for a moment. In terms of our culture and our politics, and you throw all those into a big stew pot right now, and you turn up the heat, and you take, you know, a wooden ladle, and you start stirring it around, that's kind of what our lives are like right now. The proverbial feces is hitting the fan everywhere right now, and it's hard to keep up with everything. The headline on, I always go to Drudge. And before you tell me, I know that Matt Drudge has not owned the Drudge Report for years now. But I still go to the Drudge Report, even though they've kind of taken a leftward turn, just to see at a quick glance, what's the cabal saying today about what's going on in the world? Well, here's a picture of Joe Biden pointing his finger at somebody and probably getting ready to whisper into the microphone. And it says, Democrat standoff. Bernie, meaning Bernie Sanders, urges support. And there's a Newsweek article. re-election chances at an all-time low. So over here you have all of this with the Democrat Party going on. And it is a feces show. And as a person who has been involved in politics since he was 6 years old, I love it. I would love the same thing. I don't wish the same thing on the Republican Party. But if it was happening on the Republican Party, I'd be as fascinated as I am with the Democrat Party. Because it gives us a chance to see how this republic works and how politics works. I don't know what's going to happen with Biden. My guess is he does not survive. And I mean that, I don't just mean that politically. I mean, he may not survive physically either. I mean, my gosh, you talk about aging rapidly. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't think that he survives politically because, as I tweeted earlier in the week, Jesse Unruh, a famous or infamous politician from California, however you want to describe him, is credited with the saying that, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics. And that's true. When people have come to me and asked, what do you think? I'd like to run for office. The first thing I ask them is, are you willing to put in the time that it takes to organize and fundraise? Because you have to have money to run, whether it's running for dog catcher, city council, whatever. You need money. And you need money because you have to reach the voters. And you may think, well, Michael, I'm not going to buy any TV ads. Okay. Well, you still have to meet the voters. So that means you're going to have to do something. Mailers. You're going to have to get in a car and drive and walk neighborhoods. You're going to have to do something. If you're running for statewide office, you're running for governor, you're running in a state reps or state senate district. If you're running for governor, you're going to fly from every corner of your state. You're going to have to get to, you know, southeastern Colorado, southwestern Colorado, north and northwestern, northeast, northwestern Colorado. You have to get all over the state to meet voters. And so you have to do that personally. That's what I refer to as retail politics. And you're going to have to do it wholesale. And that's television ads, radio ads. That's having, you know, surrogates go out and speak for you, you know, do all of the events, the rallies, everything. That's wholesale politics. All of those things cost money. Well, look at what's happened to Biden. The major donors have said, we're stopping our contributions. Now, we can argue in the minutiae. Are they stopping the donations? Have they frozen the donations? Are they canceling the donations? My answer would be yes. They're doing all of the above. And the mainstream media, the cabal, is reporting that freezing of donations amounts to almost $100 million. The loss of $100 million in a presidential campaign is an Alec Baldwin bullet to the head. Is it too soon to joke about it? I mean, he walked off free. But that's what it is. So I'm not sure he can survive that. So now that leaves the Democrats scrambling. And they don't know what to do. Because they also look at who is the presumptive person to take Biden's place. And that's who? Well, that's Kamala Harris. I mean, come on. She's a former prosecutor in California. She won a statewide race in California as a United States senator. So she's got some bona fides as a politician, but she sucks as a politician. Utterly sucks. And then the Democrats, the party, the very party of identity politics that wants to take a human being and put them in a box based on their race, based upon their sexual preference, based upon their BMI, based upon their waistline, based upon everything you can possibly imagine, are now stuck with a black, Haitian, female, I forget whatever other identity factors you pile on to Kamala Harris, but they put her in there and they chose her for all of those reasons. And now the Democrats are going to turn their back on her? Seriously? I don't think they can do it. And she has access to all the money that's in the Biden-Harris campaign treasury right now. Gavin Newsom doesn't. J.B. Pritzker doesn't. Gretchen Whitmer doesn't. So they're all scrambling trying to figure out what they do. In the meantime, guess what starts on Monday? The Republican National Convention. Monday, July 15. What, 48 hours from now? At the Forum in Milwaukee. It's the Republican National Committee's convention. That's the culmination of the party's presidential nomination process. And that cost money to get to this point. It started with the state-level presidential primary contest earlier this year, and Donald Trump, the former president, is currently the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, and he will be officially certified as the party's official candidate for the White House by a vote of thousands of delegates later this week. What does that mean for the Democrats? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You can find all of the affiliates that we are on by simply going to michaelsaysgohere.com and pull down the How to Listen tab. What happens this week?
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you,
Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
So, Damien and I were just laughing off air. So here's what's going to happen. So the RNC is going to start on Monday at the same time that the Democrats are scrambling or trying to figure out what they're going to do. So it's going to be like some sort of nuke goes off this week, because my suspicion is, I have no, just based on my experience, is that sometime during the Republican National Convention, the Democrats probably will announce what they're going to do. Either they're going to stick with Biden, or they're going to go to Kamala Harris, or they're going to announce that they're going to have a speed dating primary where, you know, for 5 weeks, anybody that wants to jump in can race, and then the delegates can vote on who they want the nominee to be, you know, come with their convention in August. They can announce any of those kinds of things, which will do what? That will cause the media's head to explode because, well, they want to cover, you know, all those extremist MAGA Republicans because they're all a bunch of radicals that, you know, want to take away everybody's freedoms. So they got to cover that going on in Milwaukee. At the same time that the Democrats, who also want to take away everybody's freedom, they got to cover all of that too. And what are they going to do with poor old Joe Biden? So it's going to be a wild week. So here's kind of an explainer. Just kind of the basics of what's going to go on and kind of what to expect. So this convention for the Republicans marks the end of their nomination process, which began way back in January with the Iowa caucuses. Now, all of the primaries were dominated by Trump, who swept the field with successive and dominating victories in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. And in fact, by the time he got to South Carolina, the contest was over with. And at that point, he was the presumptive nominee. And he did. He secured enough delegates to get the nomination, and he did all that by March 13. He won all but around 100 of the more than 2,400 delegates that will be at the convention this next week. Now, while the delegates will vote before next Thursday's name Trump as the official nominee, the president is set to accept the nomination that evening in a primetime speech. And, of course, that will be covered by all the networks. The convention will have all these different themes that they're going to do. And this is where what they're really trying to do at a convention, I've been to a couple of them, they're not, I know people love to go to conventions. It's just not my cup of tea. But people who are the grassroots, that do a lot of the hard, heavy lifting at the local level, the retail politics level, this is their chance to go see the fruits of their labor. And I respect that. And I'm proud that they get to go do it, and I'm happy they get to go do it. It's just not what I like to do. So it's like, as I was telling Damien, it's like going to, to the most gigantic Rolling Stones concert you can possibly imagine, and it's just wild and crazy. And you think the Republicans are going to be wild and crazy? Wait till the Democrats get to Chicago. I'm old enough to remember Chicago 1968 and Mayor Daley sending the Chicago PD out with billy clubs and just hammering people in the streets and just riots and fires and everything. And inside the convention hall, it was just as bad. So the Republicans will probably be fairly calm, collected. I mean, it'll be a wild convention because they're all excited about the nomination of Trump. So all of this is going on in the next 2 months. The themes for the Republicans, I mention themes because this is the opportunity for the Republicans to reintroduce themselves to all the voters nationwide. Because the focus has been, up until starting Monday, has been on traditional base Republicans. And now it's time to introduce the Republican Party and the nominee and their platform and what they stand for to all of those independent, undecided voters that really will decide this election. So they're going to have themes. Make America wealthy once again. Make America safe once again. I think Wednesday is Make America Strong Again. Thursday is Make America Great Again Once Again, which seems kind of silly to me, but they'll use those themes to talk about policy issues. Different speakers, different side events, all of which will be covered by all of the networks, all the cable channels. And then they can attend a screening of the new Ronald Reagan biopic that stars Dennis Quaid and John Voight. So that'll get a bunch of headlines. Meanwhile, at the time that all of that's going on, you still have all the things going on with the Democrats. So the next week, if you are a news and political junkie, I think next week you could overdose. So I want you to be careful how much you consume. Don't mainline. Don't let them convince you to take another hit off the bong. Be really careful. There might be a little crack. Who knows? You know, there might be too much fentanyl in all the political drugs that you'll be taking next week. So I would just urge everyone to, you know, have some Narcan available, because who knows? You might overdose on what's about to happen this next week. But you know what's great about all of it? Is all the noise, all the fanfare, all of the over-the-top, you know, publicity, over-the-top production, all of that, and then all of the sideshow of the Democrats, which is serious business for them, and quite frankly, in my opinion, serious business for the country, because if the current candidate for president on the Democrat side is not capable physically of being the candidate, it raises the question of then, well, how can he currently be the president? And why haven't they invoked the 25th Amendment? So all of that's going to start really hitting the fan. Well, maybe even tomorrow. Not necessarily waiting until Monday. Because that might be one way for the Democrats to steal some thunder from the Republicans. That suddenly, come Monday, when the Republicans start, the Democrats announce that they're going to put everything behind Kamala Harris. Or Lord knows who, Gavin Newsom. Or Gretchen Whitmer. Or, you know, whoever. But what's great about all of that is the fact that we can do it, is the fact that despite all of the political differences, despite that it's really serious business, and despite the fact that whatever happens over the next week could determine the next decade or more of how this country goes, is incredibly important. So pay attention to it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text your comments, your questions to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to Leaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, it's going to be a wild week. And I just, I think the best, you know, I think I talked, I forget whether it was during the week or the weekend, but I talked about how with all of this chaos going on, the best thing for all of us to do is to simply embrace the chaos. We can't stop it. We can't do anything about it. It's going to be what it is. And so we ought to just, you know, like a surfer, we ought to just catch that wave and just kind of go right along with it. Because it's going to be a great ride. And I'm absolutely convinced, even though things may or may not go the way that, you know, any one of us may want things to go, the Republic will survive. Now, how long it will survive might be a different question, depending on who wins come November 5. But I think the Republic has the tools that we need to survive, and I think there is a great awakening going on. I've been both miffed and amused over something that it took me a while to figure out what the heck was going on until I started doing some research about it. And that is, oh my God, Project 25. Have you heard about this? Project 25 is going to take your freedoms away. Yes. Now I sound like Joe Biden, don't I? I'm starting to whisper. Oh, I'm Joe Biden. But I haven't seen a neurologist in quite some while. Well, I had a neurosurgeon work on my back a year ago, but that's the closest I've been to a neurologist. But Project 25 has taken on a life of its own. And it's absolutely freaking hilarious. Now, when I have to admit, because I, doing show prep, I read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, I listen to the networks, I listen to CNN and MSNBC, I listen to Fox too, but I listen to all of these different sources because I want to understand what everybody's talking about, not just what conservative, you know, libertarian Republicans are thinking about. Not just, you know, my clan, but what are all the other clans talking about? Some would say, oh, you can't use the word clan, you're talking about the Ku Klux Klan. No, I'm talking about groups of people, our clans. And I started hearing about Project 25, and the first thing I heard from, or the first thing I saw or heard about it, was that it was some nefarious group that had put together this roadmap of how these extremist MAGA Republicans were going to take away all of our freedoms. So naturally it caught my attention. Okay, who's telling the truth here and what's it really about? So I started digging into it. Now, let's just talk about Project. My head's going in 1,000 different directions right now. Let's just focus on Project 25 itself for a moment. Because somehow it has become this great political football in this election cycle. Now, Trump has actually distanced himself from Project 25. Over on the other side, Biden's campaign team is using Project 25 as a means to forecast what's going to happen if Trump wins the November election. So if Trump's distancing himself, and I've read a lot of reasons why, and I'll try to explain those in a minute, but if the Democrats and the Biden campaign team are trying to tell everybody, oh my gosh, Project 25 is this blueprint that the Republicans are going to use to take away everybody's freedom, now you got my attention. Democrats are attempting to make the Project 2025 agenda analogous to the dystopia that we observed in The Handmaid's Tale, which is now the go-to book for all liberal references. You know, their previous number one in Harry Potter has now been sidelined, given that what? Well, they were all in on Harry Potter until J.K. Rowling started pushing back against the trans agenda. So now they've jumped on The Handmaid's Tale, declaring that women, racial minorities, and that LGBT people are going to become second-class citizens under the Project 2025 framework. Really? When can we stop the fear-mongering based upon racial minorities or sexual preferences or your gender. Can we just stop that insanity? I know we won't, but I wish we could. So the Biden-Harris campaign, they're now moving forward with a full court press against Project 2025. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to fuse Project 2025 with Trump's campaign. Kamala Harris is out there slamming the Trump campaign repeatedly on the campaign trail. And President Biden's campaign team is now, and this is where it gets funny, posting all these cryptic social media posts telling readers to go Google Project 2025. With a video attached declaring that Project 2025 will destroy America. That it will literally destroy America. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's really going to do that. But there are people on both sides that are falling for it. So last week, Donald Trump took to Truth Social, his version of Twitter. And he declared that Project 2025 has nothing to do with him. In fact, using very aggressive language to distance himself from the operation. He made it clear in the past that he does not want any outside entities overstepping their role in his policy agenda. Now, I think it seems that this is what motivated his decision to speak out, and not the idea that the initiative, which is actually staffed by his former White House personnel, is somehow at odds with his campaign policy framework. He posted on Truth Social this, "I know nothing." Sounds like Sergeant Schultz. "I know nothing about Project 2025. I have no idea who's behind it," he wrote. "I disagree with some of the things they're saying, and some of the things they're saying are absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. Anything they do, I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them." Now, if you just, so, okay, Mr. President, we got it. You don't like Project 2025. I happen to say I've gone through, it's like some 300 some pages. No, it's actually some 900 pages, I think, with all the appendices. I haven't read all 900 pages, but I've read the executive summary. And I have to say that there are parts of it that I totally agree with, and there are parts of it that I say, maybe, maybe not. And then there are parts of it that I go, nope, I don't agree at all with it. What's wrong with that? Do you guys agree with everything that I say? Lord, I hope not. I don't agree with everything that you text me. That's part of living in a country where we have free speech, where we have the clash of ideas. But taking this project and somehow turning it into a dystopian nightmare, well, wait a minute. I think that's ridiculous. Project 2025 is a project of the Heritage Foundation, which serves as, I think, one of the best, if not the best, right-of-center think tank and policy shops inside the Beltway. Now, I also happen to like the Cato Institute. I happen to like parts of the American Enterprise Institute. But Heritage has probably remained more committed to its right-of-center, freedom-oriented principles than some of its peers. And we could argue about that all day long. And truly, it doesn't really make any difference. If you want to go into the details of the Project 2025 policy agenda, there are hundreds of pages, and you can check all the boxes. Unsurprisingly, virtually everything you're seeing in the corporate media is nonsensical. The Project 2025 initiative is broader than just a policy guidebook. It's actually based on four pillars. Let me just tell you what the four pillars are before we take a break. One, the document is called the Mandate for Leadership. Okay, so it's a leadership guidebook. Two, it's a personnel database that is designed to attract like-minded thinkers for jobs in the Trump administration. Now, let me tell you, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, high up in the cabinet, this is essential in a town like Washington, because everybody's looking for a job in D.C. Everybody's looking over their shoulder for the next big thing that they can do. How can I go from this to that? Who's going to be in power? Who can I step on? Or who can I piggyback on? A president has, counting both Senate-confirmed positions and non-Senate-confirmed positions, about 3,000 appointees that he can make. So there'll be 3,000 people scrambling for jobs if Trump wins. Well, for that matter, there's 3,000 people scrambling for jobs if Kamala Harris wins. So this is a personnel database where people can look at, oh, they're going to try to do this kind of policy. I'm interested in that, and I've got qualifications for that. So I might want to throw my resume into the Office of White House Personnel or into the transition team, depending on whoever gets elected. And it serves as the Presidential Administration Academy. And that's simply an online educational tool where people like you, people like me, can just go on, much like Hillsdale College, and you can take courses. There's a local group here in Colorado called, I'm drawing a brain fart all of a sudden, the Independence Institute, where a friend of mine, Kathleen Chandler, does online courses in how to run for local offices. And then you've got the playbook, which is designed as a transition guideline. That's what you'll find if you look up Project 2025. But what is it? What are some of the details? Stay tuned.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is the company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all of those icons on the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Really would appreciate a follow, all of them, but in particular, X or Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me right now. You're not doing anything else. Just go do it right now. Let me give you an example of just how crazy things are about Project 2025. Now, there's a little theme going on Twitter, which I think is hilarious. Conservatives have taken the Democrats' negative view of Project 2025, and we're starting to make fun of it. I tweeted out this morning that, you know what Project 2025 will do is Project 2025 will require that when there's a heat dome, like we're having in Colorado right now, it's going to be 101 degrees today, that we have to all turn off our air conditioning so that there's extra power available to charge all the electric vehicles. The sad part is, some people don't get the satire. Some people don't get the joke. Well, I don't think this lady gets the joke either. You can go to the Heritage Foundation's website. You can look up Project 2025. You may not, just like me, you'll think, oh, some of these are great ideas. Some of them are, well, I disagree with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's what it is not. This is a TikToker by the name of Zerlina Maxwell. Now, maybe Zerlina Maxwell is somebody I should know, but I don't. Excuse me.
By now you've heard about Trump's Project 2025, but you probably haven't heard anyone talking about why this plan exists at all. Project 2025 is a Republican manifesto to prevent.
I like the term manifesto. It's a manifesto, as if we're all Unabombers. Yeah, it's a manifesto.
America's evolution into a multiracial democracy, into multiracial.
Evolution into a multiracial democracy? Well, first of all, sweetheart, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and we're already multiracial. Hell's bells, look around you. Yeah, multiracial wherever, everywhere I turn.
Racial representation. It is their plan to consolidate white power.
Consolidate white power. Are you freaking kidding me?
As our demographic shift towards that multiracial democracy. Trump's Project 2025 is their plan to prevent that evolution. And we should be talking about that a whole lot more.
Yeah.
By now you've
talked about it all you want to, but you know what? It ain't true. It simply isn't true. But let's listen to the president. What does he have to say about Project 2025?
That's what Project 2024-25 is calling about. Project 2025 will deploy the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump's enemies.
What? What was that again?
That's what Project 2024 is.
Project 2024? I thought this was Project 20. What? What? Speak up, Mr. President.
That's what Project 2024-25 is calling about. Project 2025 will deploy the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump's enemies.
It's going to deploy the Department of Justice to go after Trump's enemies, or whatever it is. Things are so over the top now. You know, I know tons and tons, gobs and gobs, thousands of people around the country. As I've said many times, I know there are bigots in the country. In fact, I've run into many bigots. But they're not the dominant. Americans are not predominantly bigoted. And this is not some scheme to empower white supremacy. It's about individual freedom, individual liberty. Who are the people that are actually trying to take back freedom of speech? Who are the people that are telling you can't say this or you can't say that? Who are the people that said, oh my gosh, you cannot come out and say that, oh, I don't know, the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, I'm not really sure I want to take that. Oh, you can't say that. Or questioning, oh, what about gain of function? Oh, you can't talk about that. The Democrats are the ones that are always trying to limit speech. And the Democrats are the ones that are always talking about race, always claiming that somehow some dumbass talk show host like me is somehow a white supremacist, or that I'm in favor because I happen to believe in individual liberty and individual freedom, that somehow I'm a white supremacist. It's nuts. And as long as they keep talking like that, we have to instead start talking about policies. We have to talk about how we want everyone to thrive, not just survive, but thrive. You know, I'm lucky in that while inflation has hit my pocketbook, there's no question inflation has hit my pocketbook because I spend things just like you do. I put gas in the car. Wife and I go to the grocery store. We go out to eat. And I'm flummoxed by how much inflation is hitting us. Those are the issues we need to talk about. And that's part of what Project 2025 does. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House.
The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.